Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're going to start with that Real Madrid-Manchester City match, which was an instant classic. Here's how it went down.
What a sight. The Real fans have heeded the call. Wear white was the message. And now we're good to go. Bernardo Silva, oh, he's caught Lunin out. An incredible start. Mavinga shimmies away from Grealish. Big deflection, Real Madrid level. That won't be Ortega, it's Rodrigo to score another. 2-1 Real Madrid, what a turnaround. Foden, a little bit of time, oh, what a shot, what a goal, what a player. 2-2 at the Bernabeu. Raiola! Nobody saw that coming. Oh, what a shot, what a goal that is. Real Madrid are level again. Is there no end to the wonderful goals that have been scored tonight at the Santiago Bernabeu?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to start with this one.
Because best game of the season.
From the jump, this game was absolutely on fire.
Instant classic.
Yeah. 100%. And every time City would find this moment of magic, it seemed like Real Madrid had something else up their sleeves. When you look at these two performances for you, Michael, I mean, who would you say you were most impressed by in this match?
Had to be Real Madrid. And had to be Vinicius Jr., because there was just this sense of arrogance about him and the way he played. And you go back to last season, what he did against City, that golazo he scored in the very same stadium. I think that confidence ticked on over and over. But you could also give a fair shout to Phil Foden. I mean, this guy is balling. Gets another golazo, another goal from outside the box. I think that's goal number 6 from outside the box, the most out of any Premier League player in all competitions.
Filthy.
Those two are going neck and neck for taking the game by the scruff of the neck.
This was an absolutely insane game. 6 goals were scored with a combined XG of 1.46. I don't know if you heard that. 6 goals were scored with a combined XG of 1.46. Mm-hmm. These were absolute golazos. Gvardiol's getting his first goal for the club at the Bernabeu.
You know what they're going to start calling that now?
What?
A Gvardiol lasso. It's
Gvardiol
gotta be.
Lasso.
It's gotta be.
Oh, that's good.
The way he hit it. It was
absolutely. No one expected this. This was absolutely, what a match. I mean, also the Vinny, just a little, it's not really a toe poke, but it felt like just a little trickle shot, almost nutmegs. I mean, it's absolute incredible. These goals, this match, Luka Modric dialing back the clock, looking like a much younger version of himself, getting away from defenders, finding space, doing what he does best. This is the Real Madrid versus City that I was hoping to see. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting to get to watch it. I watched it on a little phone at the bar, because why would you put both these games at the same time? I'm not sure. But I'm at a bar, an Arsenal pub, so I was watching it on the phone. And every time we're like, oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I could hardly catch my breath during this one, Nico.
It was epic, and there were so many little moments of dominance that they would shift and they would trade blows, especially the response at the beginning of the game when City sneakily goes up 1-0, and you would almost call it like an elementary mistake from Lunin, really, by putting only one man in the wall. And the way that Real Madrid is able to muster up a response after response, year after year in this tournament, to get back into this game, to be back in the driver's seat, and really grab the game by the horns. When they were waiting for City and giving them the ball, they looked comfortable. Real Madrid in transition are a dangerous team. Oh, Pep mentioned it in his post-game press conference. They were like, You're gonna get caught. Against Real Madrid, it's very difficult to go 90 minutes and you're not gonna get caught. We just need to be more precise on attack. He had mentioned that Rodrigo had lost a lot of balls, that John Stones had lost a lot of balls more than usual.
Look at this.
They're usually more accurate. And at the end of the day, City, I think, suffered from that lack of precision. And it ended up hurting them. But at the same time, you could say Real Madrid, before the end of the half, could have gone up 3-1. They looked really good. So it really was this back and forth Premier League-esque game. And when they lost energy, Real Madrid, they come up with this. Like you mentioned, Alexis, Modric just giving this team a bunch of oxygen and new life.
He's timeless. He's timeless.
It's incredible to see how Carlo Ancelotti, I think he set the tone for this match. Because in his presser, he called out the team from last year.
Right?
He said that they didn't have the right mentality in that second leg. They played scared. So what did the players do? They answered the toll of the bell. Vinny Jr., Rodrigo looked amazing. He is the Manchester City whisperer. Mm-hmm. Seems to come up with big goals in big moments against this side. And then Jude, so close to unlocking this City back line time and time again. I loved what I saw from Madrid, but
Jude Bellingham wasn't that great, though.
I thought he was decent.
Decent?
I thought he was good.
Jude Bellingham has been extraordinary.
We've raised expectations for Jude Bellingham.
In 2024, he's curved off a little bit. Yesterday, he was kind of stuck in that simulation, you know, when he would go down to ground. You expect a little bit more from him to put the team on his back. Yeah, he was decent, but he wasn't commanding.
Reason why I disagree with that is he didn't need to be the main man. This is a guy who carried the team for much of the first third of the season, for much of the first half of the season. And because of that, his runs bombing forward through the middle of the park create space for Vinny Jr. to peel out wide left and then Rodrigo to run in. Sometimes as a player, you don't have to get on the score sheet. You're running off the ball. City commanded a lot of respect for Jude anytime he got the ball. And that creates running lanes for the other two Brazilians.
I was really impressed with Pep's overall game plan, to be completely honest. There was a few podcasts that cover City in particular. Last season, they said that Pep's guidance to the players was don't even dribble at the opposing player. Let's keep it tight. Let's not give up a lot of space. We'll bomb them when we go home back to the Etihad. And you could see how it played out. This year, that doesn't seem to be the case. He had, I mean, clearly not going absolutely crazy, but clearly there was a bit more of an opportunity of saying, if we have an opportunity, let's take it. Let's not give him space, but also let's not let him get the counter. But if we have an opportunity, let's take it. Let's go a little bit more. And part of that, to me, was led by Phil Foden. Phil Foden seemed like he was on one this whole match. He wanted something. And that golazo, I mean, he's writing a script for a beautiful beginning of a
career. He's playing with such a high level of confidence right now.
He recognized when to shift up a gear, when the game wanted it, because without Kevin De Bruyne and with Haaland seemingly not being involved whatsoever.
Yeah.
It was very difficult.
Did he play? Let me double check.
Was he vomiting too?
Right before.
Shots fired.
Right before his goal, he was getting very involved. He needed the ball at his feet, Phil Foden, and he wanted to dictate a little bit more, and you could sense it. And instead of taking players on, because when he reaches that zone where he's most threatening, which is right at the edge of the box, he can either dribble at you, unsettle by doing that and setting somebody up, or just having a crack. And with that type of quality, it's a difference maker. When no one was really able on City, when they most needed it, they needed a difference maker to show up because none of the other ones were. Mm. And that's just extraordinary. You could tell that this season, like the bounce back from 2 years ago where he was having an extraordinary season, and then he gets benched and it was Grealish this season, and now he's back in the fold. Like, the resilience from such a young player.
He's learning to play so like promising. How a boxer will use a jab to set up a bigger punch. Mm. See how you're going to react to it. Maybe even throw it a little weakly at first just to see what your training was. Mm-hmm. And that seems to me like what he's added to his game. At the beginning of the match, he'll take those opportunities to maybe see if he runs at you, how you're going to react, how the other defenders are going to collapse on him. And in that moment, you saw he knows there's going to be two on him. He looks up, he sees a spot, and I mean, what a picture-perfect shot.
Yeah.
Just absolutely placed it right where he wanted to. I mean, that
but is it becomes a thing of repetitions. We're seeing this week in almost and week out. Against Aston Villa, similar spot, does a similar thing, except puts it on the far side or near side corner. What I loved about what City did was Bernardo Silva's placement on the piece of paper or in the 11, he's listed as a right winger. But the interchange between he and Phil Foden, with Erling Haaland not playing at his best, I thought that gave an overload in the midfield. John Stones pushing up higher, Rodri pushing up higher. It really gave Madrid a lot to handle in the second half.
Yeah, it's insane because when you think about Manchester City and the fact that Kevin De Bruyne was not available for this game because he was sick. Well, he was on the bench, but he was apparently vomiting. And then Erling Haaland, basically non-essential in this match at all. They still have these weapons. The amount of weapons that Pep Guardiola has in his arsenal is absolutely astounding.
Please don't say arsenal.
It's great.
It is repertoire. Okay. Yeah. But also give some credit to Rudiger.
Yeah.
Rudiger kept Haaland busy.
All right, time now for our Auto Trader Player Spotlight presented by Auto Trader. If you see a car, find it on Auto Trader. And we are going to chat on a guy that Michael mentioned, Vinny Jr., and his contributions to this match.
He was, but Vinny sets up the play. And this is Ancelotti thinking, how can I surprise Pep Guardiola? He switched Rodrigo and Vinicius. Vinicius played more centrally and Rodrigo played out wide. And in that first goal that we saw, it worked really well because if you're talking about who's in better form, you can argue that Rodrigo's in better form. Look at how he played against Athletic Bilbao, and Ancelotti respected that a lot. And he was able to get the most out of him in this game. And Vinny sets up Rodrigo in that very first goal. And it's a matter of getting the most out of your players and sensing the moment, what was right. Maybe Vinicius is better out on the wing. Like, that's the conundrum here, right?
Right.
They both are at their best at the left wing. So I wonder if Ancelotti is going to keep that for the second leg. Yeah. Rodrigo on the left and Vini more central. Rather than
think about next year.
Then Mbappe shows up. Someone's gonna go. Clearly, someone's gonna go.
That's crazy.
That becomes an interesting situation, Nico, because what I saw on Vinny Jr. was sometimes as a player, you get news of a player that you're getting ready to go up against, Kyle Walker. In the second leg last year, Kyle Walker is he still in his pocket right there? Put Vinny right there in his pocket. That's why City won emphatically 4-0. So when you look on the team sheet and you see your arch nemesis, you see the guy that could put you away, not involved, out injured, you walk around with the S on your chest. He really looked like a player who believed he was the best player on the field. He played like it from the start of the game, and I love to see it. He's etched himself into that world-class category, and these are the performances that you want to see if you're going to get in that list of Ballon d'Or winners of the future.
I think he could have been a little bit more incisive yesterday, Vinicius.
With two assists?
With a goal. He had a couple of looks when he got caught, like, one-on-one with the keeper. Yeah, the two assists were sensational, and But when the game most asked for Real Madrid to go up 3-1, when you could deliver that blow, really put City on the ropes, one more goal in that moment. And that's, I think, where you separate yourself from extraordinary to world-class, to be in an elite category of players. And Vinicius, he shows glimpses of that throughout the season. Mm. But to maintain yourself in that elite category, to be considered a Ballon d'Or winner, in those moments, it felt like he just, that little bit more, a goal here or there, in the most incisive moment of the game when they could have got up 3-1, they could have. And that's a little bit on him. But I don't want to take out, I don't want to minimize his game because, of course, he had a good game. But I think that's what separates
Dang, Nico's tough to impress.
I was about to say, man. Your standards, two assists against Man City.
The glove compartment in his Ferrari is too small, you know?
Single-handedly picked out Freddy Valverde. That pass right there, Vinny Jr. would have not done that a season ago. 2 seasons ago, 3 seasons ago. That's why I see what you're talking about of being the incisive part of getting that goal. But 2 assists against arguably the best club team in the world.
That's fine.
I mean, this guy's world class. I think he is in that category right now. Second leg,
at 23,
maybe that's a difference.
I look forward to see what he looks like at 27.
No kidding. Oh. Yeah. Man, it is crazy. What a match. Cannot wait for the second leg of that one.
Hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.